This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about another governor targeting churches now facing legal action. That story right after this short message.
This is Stephen Strang, and I just want to call attention to the two books I've written recently called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which came out in January, and then the sequel, which came out in early May, called God, Trump, and COVID-19, which kind of picks up where the first one led off. I wrote both of them to try to inspire Christians and motivate them to get involved because the issues are so important in this election. And I try to make the case, I hope I do make the case, that this is the most important election of our lives. I talk about it from a spiritual perspective. I talk about the prophetic. I talk about what God's word says on these different issues. I quote a lot of Christian leaders on what they say. I kind of give them a platform. Both books are very well researched. God, Trump, and the 2020 Election has extensive footnotes, really, as both of them do. And it's my way to try to make the argument that Christians have to get involved, that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, that he really isn't like the media portrays him, and he's been a very strong supporter of Christian principles. So you can get these books really wherever books are sold, certainly online on ChristianBooks.com or Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, as well as on my own website, which is SteveStrangBooks.com, where you can get a bundle or you can get a special price for multiple copies, and also all the copies on my own website, SteveStrangBooks.com, are autographed by the author. A lot of people like that, so I went ahead and did it as just a blessing, and also maybe a little incentive to buy there. But really, wherever you get the book is fine. My purpose is to get out the word, and I need your help to help me get out the word in this for this very important election. God bless you.
In a state most commonly known for moose and lobster, there is yet another legal battle over the infringement of a church's First Amendment rights to worship. Calvary Chapel of Bangor, Maine is being represented by Liberty Counsel and has filed a lawsuit appealing the unconstitutional orders by the governor that target churches, and especially when they try to have a worship service. Democrat Governor Janet Mills has issued orders not permitting churches to have religious gatherings, not even the socially distant parking lot service option. Those orders allow churches to use their own buildings for secular functions, but not religious meetings. So the churches are able to run food banks, feed people, shelter people, and provide social services for an unlimited number of people. But if it's a religious service, the strict limiting cap on the number of people is enforced, even if it is the exact same room in the exact same building. Governor Mills has stated that churches will only be allowed to meet in small numbers after she is satisfied with the metrics. And when that happens, she is requiring churches to apply to reopen. Currently, there is no plan for what that approval procedure might entail or an application process in place. After churches are approved by the state, they will need to display a badge to designate that they have been compliant and deemed acceptable by the state officials. Liberty Counsel says that even the notion that churches would have to apply to reopen and display a badge signifying approval is offensive to the First Amendment. So-called essential commercial and non-religious entities that include liquor stores, marijuana dispensaries, warehouse clubs, big box, and supercenter stores that accommodate gatherings of people are currently allowed without threat of criminal sanctions. People are allowed to gather in these venues, but not in churches. The governor's orders also allow people to gather in secular or commercial parking lots, but not in a church parking lot to listen to a pastor. Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel's founder and chairman, says that the First Amendment does not have a pandemic pause button. Churches are even more essential during this time when people need the community and spiritual support that only churches offer. Houses of worship have special protection under the First Amendment, and Governor Mills cannot favor commercial buildings while regulating churches to second-class status. The fight to protect the First Amendment rights of American citizens continues, and even though the battle is fought in the physical realm in the courts, prayer is still one of the most powerful weapons available to the believer. Pray, and pray hard. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more charisma news every day. This is John. God bless you.